Urology is the treatment of most of the organs that are involved in the urine system, so the kidney, the bladder and the prostate. So we end up treating men and women, but obviously a lot of our work is done on the prostate.
Can you talk me through some of the ailments that you deal with then day to day? You're a surgeon, so what kinds of things do you fix?
Well, we're the regional cancer centre here at the Lister Hospital, so we do a lot of cancer work. We essentially deal with cancers of the prostate and of the kidney and of the bladder, but we have a specialist interest here because of our robotic service of doing keyhole surgery using robotic instruments in order to save patients big incisions and get them back to work and out of hospital quicker.
You've mentioned the specialism, and it's here that there's some very high-tech training going on. You've been recognised nationally for it. Can you just take me through what that recognition's been?
Yeah, we're very pleased about this because we're the first urological cancer centre to get recognition by the Royal College of Surgeons across the country. And it means that we've been offering a really good service for robotic cancer treatment locally for Hertfordshire patients, for prostate cancer and bladder cancer and kidney cancer. But we've also been training new consultants who wanted to specialise in robotic surgery. So we're not taking junior doctors, but we're taking people really who've already trained, finished their completion of training, they're ready to apply for consultant jobs, but they want to come to us and spend another 18 months learning how to do robotic surgery and taking time out really when they could already apply for a consultant job.
Is it fair to say then that the Lister really is leading the way for the practice of what you deal with day to day, but across the UK?
Well, I think one of the things we've been given recognition for is the fact that we use the robot for the whole breadth of urological operations. And as a result, it's a very good training centre because you get that exposure to every single operation that the robot allows us to do. So there are three consultants working here, specifically training in robotics. It's Mr. Tim Lane, Mr. Greg Bousted, and myself, Jim Adsed. And we're currently training our robotic fellow from Newcastle, and he's hoping to get a consultant job in robotics once he's finished his training over the next 18 months.
Now, you deal with this kind of machinery day to day, so it's probably less and less impressive to you because you see it all the time, but to someone who's an outsider who doesn't quite understand how things work, they should be quite impressed by this stuff, shouldn't they?
Actually, to be honest, it hasn't lost any of its excitement for me. We've had the machine since 1998, and we were very lucky in the fact that it was donated by two Hertfordshire businessmen, the Stefano brothers, Stelio and Steph Stefano, who gave an enormous amount of money to the Trust in order to get this technology up and running. And since then, we've treated over 400 patients locally for all of those cancers that I've talked about, and got them out of hospital really quickly. So the technology itself allows us to do keyhole surgery, but with robotic instruments, so that they're tiny instruments. They go through very small holes, but we can be extremely precise with what we do. So a lot of the operations we do require quite a lot of technical expertise, and these little instruments allow us to do that under 3D vision with a 3D camera in your tummy. So it never stops exciting me, and we're always pushing boundaries here at the Lister, and one of those is now education and training, which we're really pleased has been recognised by the Royal College.